Hazing in fraternities has become an issue in the state of Maryland, and Senator Jamie Raskin from Montgomery County wants to make the punishment for hazing steeper. The Montgomery County Democrat wants to make the fine $5,000 instead of $500, but still keeping the jail time at 6 months. Hazing has always been a problem at Maryland schools, but has taken on a sense of urgency since recent disclosures at Salisbury University. Sigma Alpha Epsilon's chapter from Salisbury University was suspended for hazing in 2012 until the summer of 2015. As a result, the national fraternity banned the whole pledging process in March in order to stop hazing. Professor Haven Simmons from Salisbury University believes action needs to take place and supports the new law.
I have no trouble supporting that hefty fine because, again, two things are going on. This stuff is largely unnecessary, just on a very pragmatic level. And number two, it is a dangerous liability for the university. And so unless they put some teeth in the law, it's going to keep happening.
The Salisbury University incident came to light after Bloomberg News reported the story of former SU student Justin Stewart, who said that pledges were beaten with paddles, locked in a basement for long periods of time, and forced to drink until they passed out. Members of fraternities and sororities on the campus of Salisbury University said they fully support stepping up efforts to curb such activities. Shadid Khan from Pi Lambda Phi thinks it was right what the school did by suspending the Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter.
Regarding the news that I've read about these fraternities incidents so far, some of the things that they asked them to do were pretty brutal, so I think it was fair at the time that they got suspended.
Hazing happens on a national level. According to hazingprevention.org, 55% of college students involved in clubs, teams, and organizations experience hazing. Sean Barnes from Sigma Pi says that he is concerned that what's been reported goes too far.
Certain actions can't be tolerated. Certain things that are hazing people's lives or anything is put into danger, that's an issue. It needs to be addressed.
But some view the initiation process as a form of bonding in the Greek system. Rachel Vallone, member of Alpha Sigma Tau.
What I've heard from people that I know at other schools, like with their hazing, it's a way of like bonding and becoming closer with your sisters or brothers. I guess it's not like for me, it's not really necessary because I still have a close connection with every girl.
Hazing has become so universal that fraternities just think it is a way of life for new pledges. The mentality is that if we went through it, new members have to also. Professor Simmons believes that fraternity and sorority members see the initiation rites as a way of gaining respect from members in the organization.
I suspect it happens quite often. I think hazing can be unnecessarily demeaning. It's also potential liability for the university. So there really aren't a lot of good things you can say about hazing. It seems to me there'd be better ways to earn respect.
Those outside the Greek system are not so enthusiastic about such practices. Michael Stenger, student at Salisbury University, says he's repulsed by the practice.
Personally, I think it's a disgusting, unfair practice. It's really demeaning to people, and I don't think it does anything but harm to everyone involved.
And the media portrayal of fraternities has clearly given them a notorious reputation for such practices, such as the famous toga party scene from Animal House, starring John Belushi.
Toga! 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 Toga!
Carl McMichael from Sigma Tau Gamma explains how fraternities are looked at in general by society.
You have the stereotypes that have become subjects from movies like Animal House and stuff like that, TV shows, all that kind of jazz of just like glorifying it as this whole brotherhood bonding experience.
The way fraternities are portrayed is important because they believe it is their duty to live up to their name. Professor Burton from Salisbury University thinks that it has to do with the way of life in fraternities.
I think it's very much a cultural issue. The idea that things that we see in movies, things that we see on TV, fraternities are always associated with this type of behavior. That's certainly where I'm most familiar with fraternities.
It happens everywhere, and now it brings up the issue of has it been taken too far because of the recent incidents. Barnes does not think hazing is as severe at Salisbury University than it is at other schools.
I don't think it occurs frequently. It depends on your definition of hazing, which school has its own definition, and compared to a lot of other colleges, I don't think that hazing problem is severe.
Salisbury University has recently decided to make public all disciplinary actions against Greek organizations. This is Kyle Beam for Delmarva Public Radio.